Tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai ina ki a ko Gurley Clark tēnei, e kōrero ana ki a koutou. Ngari kei konei taku kai kōrero.
Kia ora, ngā mihi ki a koe, mea kaitai ngā whānau e whakarongo mai ki te reo erirangi o te hitu o te eka. Nō reira, ngā mihi ki ngā mate tuatini, o tēnā marae, ngā mihi atu, ngā moi mai rā, Nā, ka huri kia koe, Auntie Gurley. Pehana koe.
Ora mutunga, Lisa. Ka mutu mo tēnei anō. I kōrero atu kia koe tuatahi i ngā mahi i haere o ngā pōra. Ki tēnā anō i ngā pikitia i te ahu. Ka mutu te ingoa tēnei pikitia. James and Izzy. Pai, nā kia koutou kei waona, here mātakitaki ngia tēnā kōrero me ngā āhuatango o tō rā tōna nei oranga, ne? Her life, ne?
Yes, māku e tītia te hea ha te review, the short, te wiki toa pāhuri, tēno katakata. You know, Auntie Gurley, you know, in that short, I haven't seen the movie itself, but just seeing the relationship between James and his mummy.
Yes.
It's absolutely beautiful, and it's probably even more displayed in the movie itself. So I'm looking forward to getting along there and having a squiz at it.
Yes, I think a lot of people will enjoy just going. And, you know, real Māori concept in it. And, of course, you know, I think you'll have a giggle at few things that they have to say about it. But never mind, I enjoyed the part that I saw. And, you know, that's how it is. But, however, we better go back onto the conversation we're actually initially going to talk about. So I'll let you talk about your views about the councils.
Yeah, look, you know, first of all, Auntie, I just want to mihi te moko, te pānia, you know, and his tenacity and inclusion to achieve inclusion, the change to get the Far North District Council to change their view on Māori wards. So, you know, ngā mihi atu ki tēnā tamaiti. He tamaiti tēnā, nā te mea he rangatira i roto tēnā tūranga, Auntie. So, first of all, you know, if I think about my views, these are just my views, obviously, but if I think about the first vote, right, and we had all councillors, who reside here in the Te Hiki ward. We had the mayor, we had Councillor Radich, Foy and Collard. Now, the four of them have been voted to those positions by the people of Te Hiki, because that's the ward they stood in. Then, in this, I'm talking about the first vote, for when the first vote was taken for Māori wards. And those four were against it. And that's where I say again, you know, ngā mihi ki a moko, to have changed the vote for... Look, I'm not in any way particular or talking for or against those councillors from the other wards. But I am particularly focused on our own councillors in the Te Hiki ward. Now, when you consider the four of them, John Carter, Barich, Foy and Collard, who were voted to those positions by people, whānau, the constituents of Te Hiki, the four of them voted against it in that first vote, you know, left so many doors for ridicule around who they are and who they represent. That was number one. Number two is that to see that the vote has gone ahead and the the yes, the I vote has won the day. Still, and that's great, that was the whole intention, but to have still two councillors from the Te Huku ward who still voted against it, voted against the Māori ward, is still a big concern. Is this underlying racism from these two councillors who, at times, when it suits, use Māori whakapapa to progress a conversation that they are having in their business life, who have in past business lives got wealth off the back of addictions that we have, that some of us have, and I'm talking about gambling and, to a degree, alcohol, so who have benefit and continue to benefit from us as Māori, who now then, not once, but twice, vote against Māori wards. Now, I raise the point about using whakapapa Māori in its suit to progress a self, to progress self, right, number one. So how, and the other thing, Auntie Gurley, is we voted for these people. We collectively voted for these people. I don't know individually who voted for who, but collectively as a ward, we voted for these people. Now, if we consider how many of us as Māori ratepayers, as Māori constituents of this council, how many of us voted overall, and then how many of us voted for these three councillors in particular, and the mayor for that matter, if we were to do the numbers, don't know how, well, you know, we could go back to the numbers when all the votes were counted, blah, blah, blah. But my main point in all of this is election time is coming up. Local elections are coming up. How are we strategically thinking about the Māori vote, number one, for the mayor, nominations for the mayor? How do we strategically, as a ward of Māori constituents, look at who are nominees? How do we strategically ensure that we are not splitting our vote? We've talked about this on so many levels when it comes to, if I reflect back on the Māori Party, then the mana and you know, my involvement there, and you know, at a regional, national level. Coming back to a local level, strategic thinking, if we are to make a real difference. Now, I've seen comments, Auntie, about Moko for mayor, and, you know, he's got the profile now, which is great, Mm. Engari, how are we strategically ensuring, or are we even thinking this way, as a collective in Te Huku, as a collective within Far North District Council, Rohia, around who are going to be the nominees being put up for mayor? Mm-hmm. And if any of those are going to be Māori, when you drop back to our own ward, how are we thinking strategically, sorry for the noise in the background, we got builders here fixing stuff, but how are we strategically thinking for the Te Huku ward, who were we putting up? How were we going to ensure that we don't split our vote because we now have seven Māori names for three positions? You know, instead of having three Māori nominees for the three positions, and all our votes go to them. So where are those discussions happening now, you know, on marae, you know, at marae meeting, at Runanga Hui Amarama, at, the, you know, at Tanihanga, at Hurakohatu, at Marina, how and where are those discussions taking place now?
Yeah.
To influence, not, you know, to get a result that will influence real change for us as Māori constituents, not Māori constituents, of constituents of the whānau Fisher Council.
Well, you know, listening to you with what you've said at this stage, Lisa, you know, I think what we probably need to do at the is get our Māori people throughout the Rohe of Muriwenua, make them aware about how planning, how the councillors work. That's another story. What are in the duties they do, and of course, you know, make our local whānaus and family have an input, āwhina, have their say, and understand how we can complement towards this and do the voting to get more Māoris into doing this sort of job, being on the committee. And of course, Lisa, that's the thinking that I've got at the moment, but it's to work amongst our Māori people to have that interest.
Well, you know, Auntie, that comes back to our own individual responsibility. Eh?
Yes, that's right.
You know, what forums are you initiating the conversation? What forums am I initiating the conversation? You know, we're never going to touch all of Muri Whenua. Never going to touch all, you know, or get to all of the, you know, FNDC constituents here in the Te Hiku ward, right? But we'll never do that unless as individuals we start the conversation, and that's back on our own responsibility. I can't expect you to do it all. You can't expect me to do it all. But, you know, for those of us listening this morning to your show, you know, what are you taking out of the conversation? How are you going to progress it, if anything? Or are you going to sit there and say, how am I going to change it?
Yeah.
You know, that's just something that we see some of us drop back into because it's easier not to do anything. It's easier to throw brickbats than it is, you know, donuts. Or whatever opposite of a brick. So when do we start individually taking responsibilities to make change, and to stop thinking, you know, my voice doesn't, you know, to start thinking, I can make a difference, I can influence two people. That's two more than the conversation that was had yesterday. That's two more thinking about, did I just say that? Sorry. so individually, just having the conversation.
Yes.
Individually, taking responsibility to show, to demonstrate, to begin the thought around my voice does matter. And it does.
Yes,
the more,
I think,
more of us who think that way, then becomes the collective, then becomes the unity, as Moko has shown his leadership in bringing everyone from throughout the Far North District area to Paikohe on Tuesday.
Oh, well, no. Lisa, It's been an interesting subject. And for you and I, you and I having this conversation, and of course people are listening to you and I, is probably thinking, oh, listen to those two women having a little korero about these info that we probably be of good advantage to our iwi, and they need to come up on the play and be part of our anything to do with communities and to go forward, ne?
Kia ora, mai anō kia koe. Auntie Gurley, thank you for the opportunity.
Kia ora mai, tēnā koe.